Delta confirms it's working with Tether. Good evening. I'm Nick Day. You're listening to Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from November 5th. Also on today's show, a senior official with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said the agency will release plain English guidance on ICOs in the future, and an Ethereum-based energy project is now powering hundreds of homes. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission plans to clarify when and how cryptocurrencies may be classified as securities, its director of corporation finance said Monday. Speaking at the D.C. FinTech Week conference, SEC Director William Hinman said the regulatory agency intends to release, quote, plain English guidance for developers to refer to when planning token offerings. This guidance will help such developers determine on their own whether any potential token offering may be classified as a security or not, according to Hinman, though it's not clear when the guidance will be published. The guidance will also address secondary market transactions as part of an effort to give developers and entrepreneurs clarity on how the SEC might look at tokens post-initial offering. When asked about how the SEC might classify token sales as securities offerings, Hinman elaborated by noting that the agency would be looking at factors such as the expectation of a return on investment. The chairman of Deltek Bank and Trust said a widely scrutinized letter about stablecoin issuer Tether's account at the Bahamas-based institution is, quote, authentic. The letter, which Tether published November 1st, stated, albeit with a prominent disclaimer, that the company held an account at the bank, and that the account's balance as of October 31st was over $1.8 billion, enough to back all the USDT tokens in circulation one for one. However, as CoinDesk and Bloomberg reported, Deltek would not initially confirm the relationship with Tether. As she had in previous conversations with CoinDesk, the bank's spokeswoman, Melanie Hutchison, said that she could not share information about client relationships due to legal restrictions and the bank's own policies. The Bahamas Banks and Trust Companies regulation contains language preventing bank employees and others from disclosing customer information without, quote, the express or implied consent of the customer concerned. Read more of a breaking news report on Coindesk.com. Switzerland's Financial Market Supervisory Authority, or FINMA, is giving tough guidance to banks wanting to trade in crypto assets. According to a report from SwissInfo.ch, FINMA has issued a confidential letter, seen by the news agency, to accountancy organization Expert Suisse, stating its stance on how financial institutions should weight crypto assets when calculating loss-absorbing capital buffers. FINMA says it advises banks and securities dealers to assign a, quote, flat risk weight of 800% to cover market and credit risks against crypto assets. That means, for instance, if the current price of Bitcoin is $6,000, institutions would have to value each coin on their books at $48,000 when deciding on an adequate level of buffer. The guidance is on the high end of the range and on the level of hedge funds, according to the report, meaning FINMA considers crypto assets to be volatile. SwissInfo.ch reports that FINMA has also set a crypto trading cap at 4% of a bank's total capital, and said that they must report to the authority if they reach the upper limit. While the letter offers insight into the regulator's stance and outreach on this issue, it hasn't yet released official rules for how Swiss banks should deal with cryptocurrencies under the Basel III international banking regulations, according to the report. A little-known Ethereum project called LitIon is quietly helping real German citizens find cheaper energy. Launched earlier this year, LitIon is already a licensed energy supplier in Germany with clients in 12 major cities, including Berlin, Hamburg, and Munich, who are now using its decentralized energy market. Built on top of the Ethereum blockchain, the LitIon market connects consumers directly with energy producers, big and small. In total, more than 700 households across Germany are now using the decentralized platform to buy their energy, according to the company. In short, LitIon is trying to change how global energy works with a concept very similar to blockchain enthusiasts, quote, bypassing unnecessary middlemen. In the case of the households, an energy supplier sells the solar or electric energy, or whatever type they've produced, to an intermediary, often a giant multinational company. Customers then buy energy from that intermediary. The problem is, in the eyes of LitIon CEO Richard Lowesser, these multinational intermediaries have too much influence and don't give users enough choice in what type of energy they can buy. Read the rest of Alyssa Herdig's feature story on Coindesk.com. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. Finally, you can email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For CoinDesk, I'm Nick Day. This has been Late Confirmation.